With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason, you know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it, tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for July 14th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Jacob Jones. How you doing, Jacob?
I am a little groggy, but that intro woke me up a little bit. Taryn, I'm doing amazing. I get to sit here with my baby father, and so that's always a highlight of my life. How do you feel about that title?
Baby father, does that mean that I'm your father and also a baby, or that I am the father of your baby?
The second.
Okay. Baby father. Yeah. Baby father. So you might say I'm more of a baby father than like a father.
No, I would say you are a daddy versus a father.
Hopefully that doesn't get me targeted. We are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 24 live feeds. And oh boy, it was day 8 in the house and we've got some things to talk about. I think the biggest headline here to get out of the way is that we've been discussing the Paloma situation over the last couple of days. What started with this weird plan to split the money if she won the game turned into talking about the simulation a lot, and people in the house started getting concerned for Paloma's health. And over the course of the day yesterday, the feeds were avoiding, it seemed, Paloma. She was in the diary room for very long, extended periods of time. And then not too long after the podcast ended last night, the feeds went down to the pets. And we got a tweet from Hamster Watch, which said that a source told her that Paloma was gone. Now, if you are not familiar with Hamster Watch, what are you doing? But also, Hamster Watch is a very credible source in the Big Brother community. Doesn't tend to post things that are not confirmed to her. So
they're not a Hamza.
Not a Hamza, not any other kind of account. If Hamster Watch posts it, there's a very good chance that it is in fact true. And, not only that, but of course the feeds have stayed down since last night, which also very much, lends to the credibility of the information that, Paloma may in fact be gone from the house.
Yeah. I think people in the house was concerned. People outside of the house was very concerned. Production probably was very concerned. It was, yeah, it was a different behavior than we've seen. And we've seen Paloma in the 8 days that we've seen her on live feeds. Just like kind of carry yourself a certain way, act a certain way. But as it started to evolve and as time in the house got longer for it definitely seemed like a shift happened in some capacity. And I am I'm not a Paloma fan. But I just hope that if say she is gone, that, you know, that hopefully she gets every assistance or help that, you know, she needs. And wishing her the best outside of the Big Brother house.
Yes. Now, yeah, again, obviously we don't know. Assuming she is gone, which I think, again, we can probably agree it is very likely that she is. We obviously don't know why necessarily. We can assume it had something to do with the situation that the house guests were concerned about, which was just her overall behavior. In terms of just a consistent talk, not only of the simulation, but of not getting sleep, feeling overstimulated, feeling very anxious. She talked a lot about vote me out, just vote me out, do it. I'll sacrifice myself. When she talked about Harry Potter, it was because she wanted an invisibility cloak so she could not eavesdrop, but escape. She wanted to escape. So there was a lot of talk about leaving, quitting, escaping. We don't know exactly what happened here. I am sure we'll get some kind of information on the show tonight. At the end of the day, whatever information we get, I think, again, it's important not to try and speculate too far because, it's whatever the situation is, I think she has a right to privacy. As most
HIPAA laws do exist. And also she wanted the Audrey Clope of invisibility over her and stuff. That was a good one. But yeah, I mean, I'm hoping that everything works itself out in whatever way that it needs to be. Someone tweeted, because I don't know that much about Inception. Yeah, Inception, right? Or like the simulation. Or so I've never seen the movie because I don't watch sci-fi or... What genre is that? Fantasy? I don't know. Whatever mechanical.
It's one of your flaws.
Basic. It's. Yeah. But I don't watch it. But someone tweeted that the premiere of Inception happened July 13th, 2010. And yesterday was July 13th, 2010. So all you theorists. Well, not. Oh my gosh. I just butchered that word. I hate. Are you people who are involved in theories? Have fun with that. What do you call them? Theorists?
People who are involved in theories? Conspiracy theorists?
Conspiracy theorists. Yes. Conspiracy theorists. Help you have fun with that one.
Right. I like theorists. I like that better.
I do too. If they do put it in the Urban Dictionary, I want my coins.
Yes. So we will see what happens with this whole situation. This could have implications on the game as well. If Paloma is no longer in the house, what does that mean for the eviction tonight? That's unclear at this time. I can try and help speculate, based on, precedent. There have been a number of people who were either ejected from the game or, quit. The game, midweek, so to speak. In almost all of those circumstances, the eviction has gone on as planned. Justin in Big Brother 2, Scott in Big Brother 4, Evil Dick in Big Brother 13, Willie Hance in Big Brother 14, Chris Kattan in Celebrity Big Brother 3, all of them were not nominated. They left the game during the week and the eviction went on as planned. There are a couple of more relevant situations here that we have. Shima in Big Brother 11. Shima was nominated, and after being nominated, prior to the veto competition, she was ejected from the game. And in that circumstance, production canceled the rest of the week in terms of Michelle's HOH. So a new HOH was crowned after Shima was nominated. And the rest of the week played out as though that was a whole new week. Now, in that spot, there had been a double eviction planned. So basically what they did is they canceled the double eviction. They ended Michelle's HOH reign, and then they crowned a new HOH, and everything moved forward from there. So that was the extent of Michelle's HOH, was that she got Shima out. Their justification for that was that Michelle had nominated Shima, and thus it was fair that by Shima being ejected, that concluded Michelle's HOH. However, in Big Brother 19, we had a slightly different situation because they kind of went in a different direction. Cody was HOH in week one. He nominated Megan. And again, prior to the veto, competition, Megan quit the game. And instead of stopping Cody's HOH reign there, like they had with Michelle's in Big Brother 11, they had Cody nominate a replacement for Megan. He nominated Alex, and the veto competition went on as normal. The eviction went on as normal. So the only time they've ever canceled the week, so to speak, has been Big Brother 11, Big Brother 19. They went ahead as planned, even though it was a very similar situation. My guess is the real reason that they made these decisions is that in Big Brother 11, again, there had been a double eviction plan, so their schedule worked out where if they stopped the week there, they could continue on and under the normal schedule. It was also the only time that somebody had left the game, deep into the game. This was day 43 day 42 that she left, and then day 43 that they informed the house guests. All of the rest of the quits and ejections happened sometime within generally like the first 2 weeks of the game. So I think that later on in the season, they had less time to work, less flexibility with their schedule. And so they really had to work with that. And then early on in the season here in Big Brother 19, they decided, you know what, we've got plenty of time to figure out what to do with a changed schedule. They didn't have a double eviction plan. They wanted a first week, it was midweek that it happened. So they decided to go ahead with the eviction. Now, what does all that mean for this week? Well, we haven't really had a situation like this. Again, all of these previous sort of examples, they were either somebody not nominated or a situation where it was prior to the veto competition. And so if my theory is correct, and they're mostly just going to go off what's most convenient for them in their schedule, then it might just be that they canceled the eviction tonight because this person leaving happened right before the eviction rather than like midway through the week or the beginning of the week, where then what do they do for the rest of the week? So, I think there's a very good chance that we end up not having the eviction tonight, primarily because, for one thing, Paloma was an option for somebody who could have been in danger to go home. And I think that if we're talking about fairness, I think that if somebody who is either nominated or could have gone home on Thursday leaves, then the fairness says that the eviction should be canceled, because by Paloma leaving, it limits the pool of players that could have been evicted this week who were already up. And it would be unfair in my eyes to those players, that she is no longer an option to go home, and there are fewer people in that pool, to be evicted. Now, I don't think Big Brother cares about fairness, but that would be what I would say. So that's what I think should happen, but, we could absolutely see them just continue to go ahead with this backstage situation and the nominations and have the eviction play out as normal. Jacob, what are your thoughts?
Are you tired after that? First, I'm very proud of you for knowing your BB history, trivia, et cetera. I think that CBS has been like so moist for this twist for Thursday, and they kept amping it up. Oh, Thursday, here we go, Thursday. And even though this shit happened like yesterday, I still feel like they want to get this off. They want to we had all this amped up and people were going to finally find out what actually Thursday was going to be, what regarding the backstage people, regarding the boss. And et cetera. So I still feel like something gonna move and shake with the stuff, just because I feel like they already have it prepared and they were just so to get it out, you know? So all those sounds, including moist. Sorry, people who don't like moist.
Yes. And because again, that's sort of the thing. It's like this, I mean, this backstage twist to begin with seems like it's probably going to be pretty unfair. But if you add on top of it the fact that like, given that Brittany is likely to be saved by America, if there's a situation where one person is going, let's say both Paloma and Alyssa were going to compete to survive or something, having one less person that you that could lose that competition and leave is not super fair. But then, on top of that, if there's a situation where one of them is being chosen or voted for to compete or to go up on the block as a third nominee, Alyssa was basically never going to be that person. It was always going to be Paloma. So the fact that Paloma is now gone and Alyssa would then, I would imagine, be the default choice that has to now either go up as a third nominee or compete against the evictee or whatever it is. Definitely not very fair in my eyes. But again, fairness not really applicable in terms of what production cares about. But it's just like, how will it play out? Like, I would imagine the twist is kind of busted at this point to begin with, because if the whole point was to narrow down from 3 to 1, the fact that Paloma has left has kind of ruined the second part of the narrowing down. So there's a lot left to be determined here, a lot left for us to find out. I'm sure again in the episode we will figure out what's going on, but it's also, I think, worth noting it's a live show tonight and they clearly have not had a lot of time to figure out what they're going to air if there's no eviction or if something has changed. So that alone might be reason for them to go through with the eviction in whatever capacity they can, because they have to show something tonight. They're scheduled to air and it's live and they've got to do something. So we might get an eviction just because of that. They might not have had time to figure out something else. So, we're at the end of the day, of course, we're just going to have to wait and see, but that's about what we've got so far.
And I feel like you're talking a lot of common sense, but I feel like at times Big Brother Production doesn't, think with like common sense at every moment. So I think we're in just for a little shit show tonight.
Yeah, I agree. I'm ready to be annoyed. I was already ready to be annoyed and pissed off. Now I'm just like at an even more heightened level here.
Oh, I love this.
But of course, the biggest thing here, I think we can all agree that we hope Paloma's doing okay, and that that everything that is happening is for the best. So let's talk about some of the other things that were going on here.
Wait, also, can I say one thing that, yes, before it escapes my mind, because it's been pegging me like all day. Does Alyssa remind you of Lori from Full House?
I don't know who Lori from Full House is.
I think her name is like Lori Loughlin. She's married to the Moshimo. She had the deal with prison and her daughter college.
I didn't watch Full House.
I'm Becky.
Aunt Becky.
Does Alyssa remind you of Aunt Becky from Full House?
I feel like I've been telling you that I haven't seen Full House, and I feel like you haven't heard me yet.
Oh no. Well, Taryn, I just you're not.
I'm looking up pictures, and I can see a resemblance.
I can't believe you didn't watch Full House. Your life is a simulation, homie. We finally cracked the code.
Watch Full House. I feel like Full House was like before my time, and that's why I didn't see it.
And it was after your time, which it landed on syndication, my time. And they didn't have new episodes, but they did crank out some great shit on that show.
Well, there you go.
I loved it. Yeah, Alyssa looks just like her or her daughter. Yes, but yeah.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right.
We're
well,
moving on.
Yes. Now that we've gotten that important bit out, let's talk about the day that we did have on the feeds. It started with Monty and Joseph. Now, Monty and Joseph, they have a bond. They have a connection. Monty or Joseph feels like Monty is basically his number one, but of course Monty is really with the Bleep Alliance. I got feedback from the Alliance. A lot of people love it. A lot of people do find it annoying. I personally am somebody that finds the noise pretty annoying, so I very much understand those that do. So I think we had our fun. I'm not going to keep making bleep noises on a podcast. But we know that Monty is loyal to the Bleep Alliance, and that likely means that he's probably going to be more loyal to Kyle than Joseph. But they do have a bond, and Joseph really feels like he is in deep with Monty. And they had another like big bonding session yesterday morning. They really like serious bonding session. They talked about their parents. Monty cried talking about his parents' story. Joseph opened up to Monty about, his mom and the situation that is going on there. And Joseph said to Monty, like, look, if I don't win, I want you to win. I really mean that. Deep bond, deep connection there.
It was a very deep connection, a very deep emotional point for both of those men that we've seen. It's been 8 days and they're, already breaking down in front of each other, which is very sweet on its own. I hate when players, especially 8 days in, saying, if I don't win, I want you to win. You don't know this man from Adam and Eve. And if you watch the same show that we watch, you probably wouldn't be like, oh yeah, Monty, I want you to win. And so I hate that. It annoys me. It was very sweet that even though Monty has the beep, you won't do it. Alliance, that he's still forging other relationships outside of that, which is so smart. But it was very sweet and tender to see, masculine men become emotional and have that. I just hate that phrase. Oh, if I don't win, I want you to win. You know this man for 8 days. Taryn, I wouldn't even say that about you.
Really? If you didn't win, you wouldn't want me to win? Who would you want to win?
It depends. it depends on how you treat me in the moment, but I mean, probably not. I mean, I wouldn't say that to you, because then it's like, oh yeah, you don't win, you're going to vote for me. Hell no. Because if you do some dirty shit to me, I may not. And so, no, I ain't going to want you to win if I don't win, because I'm the only person I want to win. But it depends on who's, like, you know, treating me right in that moment that I want to win.
See, Jacob just pulled a pooch. When asked a direct question, he filibustered.
That's
I need a name, Jacob. Who do I need to be jealous of right now?
Ally Lasher.
Oh, wow. Wow. All right, Ally. Coming for you.
But yeah, it was a sweet moment, but especially like right in the early mornings, and it was a very tender, sweet moment, but I just hate that phrasing that they do. Smart on Monty's part and smart on Joseph's part to kind of get into Monty, even though he doesn't know about the Beep Alliance. But, you know, it was cute.
All right. Well, throughout the day, Taylor has realized that she's come up with a theory about the backstage situation. She thinks that perhaps it might be some kind of Mon Juan thing. Point being, there's a chance that basically Brittany could end up on the block with her or something along those lines. And she's kind of realized that her best chance to stay is if that is the case, that if Brittany ends up on the block with her, because trying to campaign against Terrence is kind of a losing battle, but the house is kind of not super into Brittany. And so there might be a chance that she could stay against Brittany. And she has a good read on that. In fact, when Brittany got caught, throwing Amira under the bus, the women did say, like, if we had the choice right now, we would keep Taylor over Brittany. And so there is a little bit of an opening there, and she wants to kind of base her campaign on that. So she pitches to a few people about this idea. She talks to Terrence about it. She gets a little bit of traction for, like, yeah, we would consider voting Brittany out if she were an option. Now, of course, we know that Brittany is likely to be saved by America if there is an eviction at all. So this is all kind of pointless work on Taylor's end, but it is kind of her best shot, and that's the way that she sees it, and that's the way that she is campaigning. The only person that does seem to, like, really give Taylor the time of day is Alyssa, who, you know, maybe she's lying here, but given what she's what she said about Taylor, I think she may mean it. And again, if this eviction is canceled or if Taylor stays for some reason, I do think that Alyssa may be a connection that could be valuable for her moving forward. Alyssa does promise if she has any kind of say, she will do what she can to protect Taylor. I think she might be telling the truth with that. So that's kind of what Taylor is up to through the day. And again, might not even matter.
It may not even matter, but it was still impressive to see her have that read or that touch as a person that's not really able to, like, play the game or strategize with many people. And for her to be able to have that read is very impressive. But it's also kind of like, damn, when it comes to that realization that Brittany, I feel like the early stages was the only person really giving Taylor the time of day. And so just to have, they had like that kind of sweet connection a little bit, it's definitely gone down with just like them not interacting much, but they still had that touch base of a loving friendship or whatever. But it's kind of sad just to see, oh damn, I'm coming to the realization that Brittany's my only kind of option to stay possibly, but also I had a kind of a good connection with her. So it's, oh damn, I'll be damned if I do, but I need to put myself first. But I mean, you have to do what you have to do in the Big Brother house. So.
Yes. You can definitely compare that to, in terms of like how most of the rest of the house is responding to Taylor. Monty, Jasmine, and Amira are going to joke about, Taylor trying to campaign, because, Amira was like, yeah, she came to me and she was like, well, what if this happened? Would you vote for me? And I'm like, you're going home. And they just, they laughed about it. Like, ah, we're so cold. A lot of the other people not really entertaining the idea.
And no one has made me laugh on this cast. No one. And the fact that they can make each, like, themselves laugh and each other, I know their sense of humor scale is definitely plummeting in that house, because I'm like, that wasn't even funny. Even if you're trying to be cute and petty and shady, it wasn't even, like, it didn't give what you thought it gave, Amira.
Hold on. Jacob, are you telling me that this didn't make you laugh?
I have to keep reminding myself that I'm just here for the veto.
Ha ha ha. No. What made me laugh was the flimsical stick that they were holding, because it kind of, like, it simulated something weird, but not anything.
The floppy lance?
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Well, it simulated like something like inappropriate when they posted it on Instagram. It
was what are you talking about?
I'm a lady, Taryn.
Of course, my lady.
But yeah.
All right. So Michael is going to talk with Brittany. And she asks him, they're having a conversation. The feeds keep cutting in and out of this conversation, so we didn't get all of it. But I think we can sort of assume that he kind of implied to her, told her a little bit about what happened with Terrence the day before. And I'm not sure when he told her this exactly, but basically remember that Terrence kind of approached Michael about getting the older players to work together. Terrence then talked with Daniel and Nicole and Amira about it and told them that, hey, I think that we can bring Michael in. And so Michael has kind of talked about this with Brittany, saying that he thinks Brittany can get involved with this older player thing. And she's asking him about like, hey, so tell me again about this Terrence thing. And he says, well, Nicole, I know he mentioned Nicole. And she said, I really love this idea. I'd love to work with these older players. Like she's kind of screwed herself with the women. So, it's, you know, she needs another group. And, he says, well, I think the people in it would be, you know, me, Terrence, Daniel, Nicole, Amira. She says, awesome. I love that. Now there is still some awkwardness here. Some just like Michael is not, giving her a lot. She asks him like, hey, are those guys in the have not room talking with you game wise? Anything? Are you hearing anything? He's like, nah, they don't talk any game at all. Like they don't really talk game with me. He does not trust her to the degree that he did prior to her ratting out Amira because again, why would you? But Brittany is going to go to Nicole with this. And she's talking with Nicole and she's like, I'd love to work with you. And she says, hey, Brittany, subtle as a floppy lance. Brittany goes to Nicole and is like, yeah, so, you know, what I would love to have is like, if the older players came together, you know, and protected each other, I feel like that would be a really good idea. I would love to get involved in something like that. And Nicole plays dumb. I don't know. Oh yeah, that would be, I mean, that sounds like something I've never heard of before, but sure. And doesn't really give Brittany anything. And then right after that, Michael comes in and, he's like, so I'm loving this idea of the older person alliance. And to Michael, Nicole is like, awesome. Me too. We were talking about it earlier. Like we're totally in. He was like, who was it that Terrence mentioned? She was like, okay, it was you, Daniel, Amira, me. And he's like, oh, and Brittany, right? She's like, I don't remember Brittany being mentioned, actually. I don't remember. He's like, oh, yeah, I guess. Yeah, I wasn't sure if I remembered right. Yeah, I guess no Brittany. And she's like, yeah, I don't remember Brittany being in there. He's like, yeah, I like Brittany. But yeah, it does seem like she's rubbed the house the wrong way a bit. And Nicole's like, yeah, did you? You tell her anything about this? And he's like, you know, I mean, like I just talked to her a little bit, but you know, not anything serious. So, no Brittany. Don't worry about it.
No, Nicole is pulling a good old fashioned Mariah Carey. I don't know who is she? Who is that? I don't know who she is, but I mean, we can't assume that Brittany has the ability to play coy when we first saw her pop up on our television and our YouTube screen like this. You know what I mean? Like that, it should have told you everything you needed to know, period, literally. And so it should have told you everything. Once that turnaround happened, it should have told you. So like, it's like entering like a bull into a China shop. It's like, she's coming in straight at you. And Nicole's like, not, and that's, Nicole probably knows that Michael is the one that like, you know, gave in even though Michael said it, but it's just, I feel bad for her, but I mean, at the same time, she was trying to play the game. She was trying to work the system. It kind of backfired on herself for that little moment, but kind of be damned if you do in that sense, but. No, it's all right. Michael doesn't get into the trenches with this. Like, oh, I can't really trust him because he's close with Brittany and he's telling her different things and wanting to include her into the alliance. Hopefully it doesn't backfire on him that way.
Yeah, Michael's in a tricky spot here. He keeps trying to like recuperate Brittany's game. And like at every turn, it's just sinking him deeper. Now, again, I am never an advocate of just like dropping an ally. Brittany is still valuable to Michael, but clearly he should not be telling her information. It's gotten to the point where she's proven to him multiple times now that any information he gives her, she will either sink herself with or sink him with. Because again, like going to Nicole and being like, so older people, was no good. And it could have gotten Michael in trouble. It still might get Michael in trouble. So I think basically, I think he's reached this conclusion too. He's at the spot where he's probably not going to give her a lot of information, but he will still try to keep her from being evicted as much as possible because she is with him. And then maybe in the future, there's something that can work out, but for now, I expect that Brittany is going to be iced out of a lot of conversations.
I know. And now I'm not saying it makes me feel sad, but F that, it don't make me feel sad just based off of everything else that happened in this house. It's a part of Big Brother, right? But I do think that after, cause probably her emotions and, the just like the mental framework is like a lot hyped up because she is a backstage player and she knows she has the possibility of, you know, leaving or staying. So she's kind of on alert on many magnitudes. And so hopefully next week we see that calm down in her being able to be included into conversations. But I also like I think Michael is doing a good job so far at relationship building and including himself, but I also feel as though Brittany will kind of be indebted to Michael in this game. And so hopefully later on, she learns how to close her mouth and not kind of jump on the first thing that Michael throws out there to kind of sink them both. And we can see some tight knit alliance forming between the two, because I think, mm-hmm. you know, they genuinely like each other. They genuinely have a connection. I think Michael really prefers Brittany out of a lot of people in this house. But it's, you know, she's kind of sinking herself with it. So hopefully it changes up.
Yes. So, there is genuinely some talk going around, specifically between, Kyle and Turner. But just in general that, yeah, if the backstage twist does kind of shake things up a little bit, they would consider taking Brittany out. That Brittany is certainly, if Taylor was off the table, Brittany would be the next best option. That if Taylor somehow is safe and Brittany is an option to leave, Brittany is definitely the one they would send home. Between Brittany and Taylor, Daniel is certainly trying to put in work to make sure that it is still Taylor, but there is a little bit of rumbling that like, yeah, we could consider Brittany, but, probably not. It would probably still be Taylor, especially again, given the fact that it would be last minute. They can't plan for it. So, it would still likely be Taylor. But again, this all probably doesn't matter at all because, I think we can assume, especially with Paloma gone, there's no way America voted for Alyssa. I don't think America knows who Alyssa is. They probably think her name is Newark. So there's no way that it's not Brittany at this point that is saved.
Or they probably think goes through. Or they probably think it's Lori Loughlin's daughter.
Yes.
Is that her name? I think that's her name. I'm Becky. But yeah, they probably think it's her. But yeah, I definitely don't think Alyssa's safe. So Brittany has that for sure.
Yeah. We do get a conversation between Michael and Daniel. They've been trying to build a relationship. Daniel says he feels like they've really built some trust. And there is maybe not trust, so to speak, but they are now both in this older person group. And Michael is gunning for Turner and Pooch, not Daniel. So it seems as though this super fan feud may be cooled down for now.
Hopefully so. And any conversation that Daniel has, I flip. I like to switch, but I did stay tuned to this one. And he was in the restroom and Michael, it just seems so like awkward in a lot of ways. Like, okay, Daniel was kind of like doing his hair in the restroom while Michael started to talk. And it's just like, okay, let me hurry up and get out of this room as soon as possible. Then Kyle came in and kind of stopped him from going downstairs. But and he wants it to be a house decision. And I'm just like, Daniel, get over yourself and get over this game. I would like you to be evicted ASAP. But, you know, we all have wishes and dreams that, you know, oftentimes I did manifest last night because the moon was like red, sunny. I didn't manifest about him. I manifest about other stuff, but I'm hoping that the universe still picked up everything Jacob wanted.
Well, did you intentionally manifest or was it just a subconscious manifestation?
It was a inward manifestation of, oh, I'm not really vibing with Daniel when I turn on feeds. And I'm hoping that the universe saw that little spurt of and turned it into ejection. Not ejection.
So you might say, Daniel, not a homie.
Oh, absolutely not.
Not a homie.
No. Yeah. I was about to say not even like a hoe, but I was going to cut it in half. Because homie.
Yeah,
is
like even half of it. Yeah.
Not even half of it, but I didn't want to say he's a hoe.
Not even a me.
I just like the hoe part, but like not a ho-ho, but like a hoe as in half a homie.
Yes. Okay. So, speaking of manifestation, and meditation, Brittany led a group meditation session. A lot of people were like, oh, she's giving away her job. It was a meditation session. She wasn't hypnotizing people. It was funny though, because afterward they were like, wow, you're so good at this. You should be paid for this. She's like, I do workshops.
I dabble.
They're going to think she's like a yoga instructor or something. She was good at it though. I mean, she has a very, she's got the voice down.
Mm-hmm. I'd never done that before. And so even kind of going through a simulation of it on feeds, mentally, I couldn't.
Simulation is a sore subject.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
Do you think you'd be good at the meditation voice?
No, I don't. Well, hi guys. Tonight we're preparing for an enjoyment of experiences. Taryn, loosen your muscles and enjoy the rhythm of my voice. How was that? Was that soothing?
So soothing. I have been soothed.
Ooh, next time I'm going to send you an invoice.
you should be paid for that.
I should, shouldn't I? That was very hot too. It's like very like sexy and sultry, but also very soothing and meditating.
So, I'm not going to go there. Jasmine and Amira are going to talk a bit. They talk about targeting Turner and Pooch. They talk about how the house target seems to be Brittany and Indy, but they really don't want Indy to go. They would love to backdoor Pooch or something along those lines, target Turner and Pooch. Jasmine also talks to Alyssa about this, and Alyssa also agrees she would love to target Pooch. Alyssa has been particularly annoyed by Pooch, because the day before, Pooch had been joking around with her about what would you do if I evicted you? If I had the choice to like evict somebody and I evicted you, what would you do if I evicted you first? And then she went into the bedroom and cried. So she hasn't been super fond of Pooch after that. I get big, speaking of Justin from Big Brother 2, big Justin, what would you do if I evicted you? What would you do if I killed you? Similar energy.
Wait, I'm about to say, you're sick. But both, who was talking about Justin? You was like speaking of Justin.
We were talking about ejections.
Oh, that, Taryn, I can't think of something you said 30 minutes ago from when my mind moved so fast.
Sorry. Yeah. It was just over the 30 minute limit. I know that you've got that 30 minute limit.
My brain caps it very tightly, very tightly.
Yes. So,
that's kind of, I don't know. I'm going to say my opinions.
Pooch is definitely in some trouble if some of these women win. They're definitely looking to potentially target Pooch. So Pooch, Brittany, Indy to some degree, and then obviously Taylor if she stays. Who even knows what's happening at this point with any of it? But that's about what we've got from yesterday. Again, the feeds have been down since last night, so there was a large chunk of game that we haven't seen. And obviously, we also have the situation where
you're glitching.
Have you seen the girls clip? So with Paloma gone, I assume they've been informed. There could have been all kinds of new game talk and things shifting that took place last night. So, who knows where we are now. in the game in terms of the strategic landscape. But there's a lot to be determined here as we head into tonight's eviction episode. And I will, of course, be back tomorrow morning to update you on whatever we see, either today or later tonight, if, assuming the feeds come back at all. Anything else that you wanted to bring up, though, Jacob?
With this cast yesterday, no. Boy, I do want to hear you try the soothing voice. I thought you were about to spit in the microphone. I was about to say, not that soothing.
No, spitting would be soothing.
It depends on what you like, but go ahead.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Go ahead.
All right, Jacob. What I want you to do is just close your eyes and relax. Think about all of the floppy lances that you have experienced in your time watching Big Brother. And then imagine you're no longer... Okay, no. This is what happens when you don't give us feeds, okay?
Oh my gosh. Taryn, I need you to come and get your kids from my house, child. Oh, Lord. Oh, God. Okay, Tara, you have a talent. You have a gift. Now, oh, I see why you've been doing this for so long.
And let me tell you, nobody likes a floppy jousting lance.
Not at all.
All right.
We like it.
Go ahead. That's what we have for you today for the live feed updates. I will be live on Twitch later today. Here's what I'll be doing. Twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I'm going to be watching last night's episode of The Challenge live. So you can watch with me, see the reactions as they happen. I'll also be live to watch tonight's eviction episode of Big Brother 24 when that airs at, of course, I think what, like 9 p.m. Eastern tonight. And then after the episode, we'll be back here on Rob as a Podcast to recap what goes down, what we see here on the episode, all kinds of, stuff. We'll learn about the twist. Hopefully we'll learn about what the Paloma situation is. We'll learn if there's an eviction. There's lots to learn tonight, here on the episode. And then of course, again, tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Eastern, I will be back to update you on everything that we do potentially see, probably later tonight, post HOH competition, potentially. Who knows what we'll know tomorrow morning, but I'll be here to talk to you about it. So you can check that out as well. Make sure you find me over on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. Check out the Among Us videos I've been posting over on YouTube. The link I think is in my Twitter bio, maybe. You can watch Liana chase me around and me scream for help, and then nobody helps. Where were you, Jacob, when Liana was chasing me?
I was at home in my bed, like a civilized human being.
Unbelievable, Jacob. What do you got going on?
Well, I don't have much going on. Now it's Big Brother season, so I'll hop on with you every now and then whenever you act right. And other than that, I'm just like out here like living, enjoying watching. I can't believe you didn't watch The Challenge live last night.
I was
really
podcasting.
Good. Podcasting about what? Oh, Big Brother.
Big Brother.
Oh, sorry. Okay, your priorities. Get your priorities in order, Taryn. But it was really good. I hosted a Twitter Spaces after the episode and we had like 100-something people come in. I was very proud of myself.
Boy.
But other than that, you know, I'm just really here. You know, I was thinking about this. I was like, yo, I should really start like, a morning show. That's all the thought that it passed.
Is that like the Today Show? Like a Today Show morning show?
Yeah, kind of like
a Today
Show.
Wait, no, I guess
show.
A Today Show would be a day show. Like the morning show, show.
Like the GMA, Good Morning America.
Yes. So you know, it'll be like Good Morning Jacob Jones.
Yeah, it would be something like hot like that. But it was just a thought and, you know, we'll see where that lies. But other than that, I'm just here. Love to come up here with you all the time. It's such a privilege and an honor and such a blessing. And I had a ball with you. And, anyway, you can also find me at JacobJ_Jones at all social media outlets and channels and talk to me there. And Taryn, you should have me on your Twitch stream soon.
Do you want to watch The Challenge with it? You already watched it though.
Okay, no, I'm going to a party tonight. But
well, like, it'll be during the day.
Like, what's it do? I'm going to the, I told you before this, I'm going to the pool after this.
Well, you can stream from a pool.
Well, I have to show my body, don't I? And I think Twitch has like rules of like you can't be shirtless.
Yeah, TOS.
YouTube don't. But yeah.
That's all it. Right. All right. Thank you all so much for joining us here today, and I will see all of you next time.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.